From Anshei Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Achrimot Kedoshim, Better Together. We look in the parsha, these two different parshiot, we find a major theme of achdut, of unity, of togetherness, of the Jewish people being one. Let's look at the works of the Tzror HaMor and the Sfat Emet for today's discussion. Tzror HaMor, Spanish and also Portuguese and North African commentator. He says, it's strange. We look in the parasha, when y'all, in plural, are cutting your, reaping your harvest, lo techala, you personally, you singular, should not cut off the corners of your field. Why this mix between the plural and the singular? We find this in Dvarim as well. Re'e anochi noten lifnechem. See, in the singular, that I am placing before y'all, plural, these words. The answer is that the Jewish people are ki'ish echad b'lev echad. We are one people. Whether we are many or few, we're really just one. As it says in this week's Parak of Pirkei Avot, chapter 3, that whether there are 10 people, 1,000 people, 10,000 people studying Torah, or whether even one, God, the Shekhinah, the Divine Presence, is with us. Because in every person is all of Israel, and with all of Israel, there's just one a person. So he says this is very unique to the Jewish people, that we could be many, and we are one person. He says this is true from our paternus, from our patron, from our patronam, from our God, and in terms of ourselves. Of course, we only have one Father, that we all recognize one God, and also that we have this amazing belief that somehow all of our souls are from a certain place. We're from a certain family of souls. We come from the divine throne. We all come from one root together. And therefore we understand when the Torah also speaks in Parsha Kedoshim about the idea that you should not be irbub, you should not have klaim, you should not plant your mixed seeds, because then things get all mixed up. It should be one achdut. When you have a oneness, there's no division. It's not a mixing of different types of seeds. When it comes to oneness, there should be no pirud, no division at all. The Sfat Emet quotes the Midrash. The Midrash says this, on Ba'achrimot, on the story of Aaron on Yom Kippur, Bezod yavo Aaron al kodesh, Aaron can come with this. What does he come with? So it says, well, there's a verse in Mishlei, you come with tachbulot, you come, you want to make a war, you have to come with tachbulot. And the rabbis interpret, you have to make chavilot shel mitzvah. If there are bundles of sins, you have to make bundles of mitzvos to counter them. If you had improper use of the eyes, you have to make proper use of the tefillin. If you spoke falsely, you need to learn Torah instead. You got to make a bundle of these mitzvahs. And with that bundle, Aaron can come into the Beis HaMikdash. He can come into the Kodesh Kodashim, to the Holy of Holies, and he can do his work. He says that the Sfas Emes says that, what is this idea of a bundle? He says, because the mitzvahs could be disparate. You do one mitzvah on Monday, one mitzvah on Wednesday, and somehow they're supposed to connect. But rather, it should be chavilot. You should unite all the mitzvahs together. He says, Shabbos puts all the mitzvahs together, all in one. Shabbos unites all the mitzvahs together. The bris milah, it represents all of the mitzvahs together. The way to make chavilos, the way to make bundles, is to put all the mitzvahs together, to connect all of the mitzvot. The Torah Mor says that when Aaron came, how could Aaron come to the Beis HaMikdash? He comes with the Chavilot, connecting everything together, connecting the Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael, which the Gemara refers to as Chabura, the Nitparda Chavura. That when you have the Kohen and you don't have a Kohen or a Levi, Nitparda HaChavila, the rabbis refer to the gathering of a Kohen, a Levi in Yisrael, the different types of Jews, when they're all together, it's one bundle. When we give an Aliyah to the Kohen and then a Levi to Yisrael, it's all one bundle. And what Aaron's job is to connect them all, the Kohen, the Levi, and the Yisrael, all the mitzvot, to bring them together in one bundle. And that explains why when the Kohen is sprinkling the blood on Yom Kippur, he says, Achas v'achas, the Mishnayos say, and we say it on Yom Kippur, that he says one and two, because it's all about oneness. It's all about connecting all of the Jews together into one chavila. And that's how he's able to find that special moment. B'zot yavo aron, al yavo aron, al yavo b'chol eit al ha-kodesh. He cannot come at any time. He has to pick that exact moment. Yom Kippur, a day when all Jews are dedicated to tshuva, to repentance. And also that particular second. He has to know that second, that 1 second, when it's the right time to come in. When is that? When the Jews are together. When there's no sinat chinam, says the Sfasemes, that's why everything fell apart. That's why everything fell apart when we had sinat chinam, when we had needless hatred, when we separated one from another. That's when it was all lost. That's when we lost the second Beis HaMikdash, when Jews were not united and connected together. When Jews are connected together, they can find that moment. They can find that special moment when all the stars line up and he's able to come in. You see, there's a great challenge, as the Torah more mentioned. In order to get into that holy place, we know the Gan Eden is surrounded by a lav acheret hamitapechet. It's surrounded by a sword that's twirling with like a fiery sword that's twirling. So to get into the Holy of Holies, you have to sort of get in. You could get cut. You could get burnt. When do you get in? You have to find that moment. When is that moment? It's the moment when all the Jewish people are ki'ish echad b'lev echad, where the Jewish people are like one person with one heart. We have to find that moment. We have to connect with others. How do we raise ourselves up, climb the ladder of holiness? We need to connect with other Jews, to feel connected. As the Ari says, before you start your prayers, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, remember that we should love every Jew as ourselves, as it says in our parsha. In other words, that we're all connected. And when we're all connected with each other, with the Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, with Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, when we're all connected in this way, then and only then can we hope that Yavo al Aron al Kodesh, that's when Aaron, or metaphorically each one of us, can reach that holy moment. When there's no chiluk and there's no pirud, when there's no division, when we're connected with all Jews, then even one Jew can sit by himself. And Shekhinah, the Divine Presence, can come, because he's not one Jew. He's connected to all the Jewish people everywhere. That power of the chavilot, that power of the bundle of mitzvot, the bundle of Jews together, the bundle of the oneness ultimately with God Himself. This is so powerful that it can bring us into the Holy of Holies. And that's why it says that Daber al kol dat b'Yisrael emor, kedoshim to you, that God told all the Jewish people to gather together. And Rashi says, parsha zu nemar b'hakel. This parsha particularly was said in gathering everyone together. Because if we're going to be holy, if we're going to get into the Garden of Eden, if we're going to go back in the Garden of Eden, back in the Holy of Holies, there's only one hope. And that is, we have to shed ourselves of the sinat chinam, of the hatred, God forbid, one of another. And we have to connect ourselves, tie ourselves together, bond ourselves together with all the Jewish people together. And with that, we can come to Kedusha, we can come to holiness, we can, God willing, enter that special place where no one else can go, that special place which ultimately is the Garden of Eden. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefar Beth Elemeth Congregation for a discussion of the Parshat Achrimot Kloshim. Join us each week for the discussion of the Parshat and the various holidays. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.